Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Penn State Nittany Lions and their team preview for 2022 is our expert host and one of my favorite people to work with every morning on a Monday here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about Penn State today, a historic college program. We all know the history behind this amazing school. They're trying to get back to their notoriety, back to the big glory days, right? And this upcoming 2022 season, there could be some surprises, man. I can't wait to talk more about this exciting team.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching our live broadcast or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. That's all I had to say. I just want to say thank you. So, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, the Penn State Nittany Lions, what do we have to look forward to this season?
Well, looking back at 2021, it was a bit of a rough year for Penn State. A 7-6 record overall, 4-5 in the Big Ten. They made it to the Outback Bowl, but they did lose to Arkansas 24-10. So, not the best season, right? They started out 5-0, so, I mean, they were ready. They were going good. Then the wheels just fell off. Nothing went right at the latter half of the season, that second half. James Franklin, we know he's been there for close to 10 years now. Very experienced head coach. He knows he's had winning records at this school. He's won championship. You know, he's done a lot. But, you know, with a rough record last year, there's a lot of fire under him now. They're thinking, man, is he maybe the right coach? So there's a lot to prove this upcoming 2022 season, I think, for Coach Franklin and for these players. But let's talk more about this team, and as well as some guys who are returning, who's leaving, et cetera, et cetera. So the big key is you get Sean Clifford coming back, the top-tier starting quarterback. He's come back for a pretty rare, Jeremiah, sixth season. We all know we had the COVID year and everything. So he is coming back for 6 years. You can tell he loves Penn State. I'm just saying that much if you stay there for 6 years. You have some other guys. You have Drew Aller in the background just buying his time, waiting for Clifford to finally leave right after six seasons. It's like, man, it's about time I can get in the game. So he's right there. Everyone's waiting for him to get into the game. It's going to be seeing how he can do. Like I said, Clifford, he's done a lot for Coach Franklin and for the Nittany Lions. So he's going to help also with his second-year coordinator, Mike Urich, who was there last season. They got even more chemistry now. And then as for their defense, right, they're bringing in Manny Diaz as defensive coordinator, right? We all know what he's done. He was former head coach at Miami a couple of seasons ago. He got the boot. Now he's coming over as a defensive coordinator. I think a better suited role for him this upcoming season. You lost Brent Pry, who left to go to be the head coach at Virginia Tech. So you get a defense, right, with a lot of good talent, even after you lost a lot of guys this past year due to transfers, due to drafts. So we'll see how Coach Diaz can do on that defense. I think he'll be fine, but it's going to be interesting to see just another cliff note there. And speaking of that defense, I think their secondary is going to be interesting to watch too. Like I said, you did lose a lot of guys. You lost Jaquan Brisker, Tariq Castro-Fields. They went to the NFL. But also you have guys who are in good shape, right, who are coming back. You have Jair Brown. You have Joey Porter Jr., Kalen King. So those guys are coming back, still pretty young, still looking to get their feet wet and to just make an even bigger mark in college football for Penn State. So we'll be seeing how they can do on the secondary. And I think a big key for Penn State is you got to get your running game back on track, right? You have to make sure it is top tier because, I mean, last year it was not very solid. It was not effective, and teams were pretty much just able to pinpoint that, you know, they're not going to be able to run the ball for much. Just watch out for the passes. And that, you know, like I mentioned, they had a 5-0 record, and then they finished off with a decent record, but nothing like you'd love to see at the end of last year. So no one last year recorded a 100-yard rushing game. That's rough to see. And you have Noah Kane, who transferred to LSU. But like I said, you got Nicholas Singleton, who's coming on over, a highly recruited player. He's expected to really kind of break out and help out this running game. And you also have Kayvon Lee right behind him, who has some potential as a backup. So it's sometimes nice to see some fresh meat, some fresh blood in that secondary, in your backfield for the running back. So I think that if those two gentlemen can get things going with their feet and create a solid, just a little bit, even just a better running game, that it's really going to help out Penn State overall as a football program in 22. But I think the biggest key for this success this upcoming year is going to have to be at the offensive line, because it don't matter if you have a six-year quarterback. It doesn't matter if you have some fresh faces behind you at the running back position. If you don't got an offensive line to protect you, to make some holes, and to block you from getting sacked five times a game. So that is going to be the biggest improvement I need to see personally for this team at Penn State. Like I said, the running game, you can contribute that. You also have a lot of work to do, right? So if you're on that Penn State offensive line, you're watching this show, we believe in you here. We know you can do it. Rough year last year, it's all right. Shake it off. We all have some down years. But 22, come back strong. Phil Trojan, he's got a lot to do, right? He's going to be the man coaching all these gentlemen. And I think that you're going to get some help this upcoming year. I think Penn State's O-line is going to improve. And as for this team, it's still in a little bit of a rough situation. Let's look at their schedule and see who they're playing. So they start off the year against Purdue. Then they face Ohio, not Ohio State, just Ohio. Then Auburn on September 17th. That's going to be a game, that's for sure. With Auburn, we all know the powerhouse they are. You got Central Michigan, Northwestern, Michigan on October 15th. That's going to be a hard one. Then you get Minnesota. Then you get Ohio State, the Ohio State, October 29th. You have Indiana the week after. Then you have Maryland, Rutgers. And then finally, to wrap up the year, on November 26th, you get Michigan State. So schedule ain't doing you too many favors, honestly. There's some games that you can see that they should easily win, and then there's some games that's going to be tough. It's going to be a battle. And for Penn State, for Clifford, for Frank, for Coach Franklin, for the rest of the guys I've mentioned on offense, on defense, I think that it's going to be a better year, not by a whole lot, but it's going to be a better season overall. They've got a lot to really kind of prove and to turn around. And for Coach Franklin, I think that, you know, I think that they should still rock with him for at least a little bit longer, just because he's a proven head coach. He's done a lot for you. And if you keep him, you've got that veteran leadership, someone who knows the program inside and out, who's been through the trials, the tribulations. And I think for Sean Clifford, for the receiving corps, right? I mean, you lost Jahan Dotson, who I'd yet to mention. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys can do, how they can step up. And there's a lot of talk around Penn State this upcoming season about how they can get back on track. I think this is a step forward, but we're not going to see the full-fledged 100% just absolutely go out each and every week and knock your teeth down your throat Penn State team that we're used to this year. But I think we're starting to make the right moves to seeing that team. So upcoming year for 2022 with Penn State, I expect a better season than last year. I expect them to improve on that 7-6 record. I expect them to be a little bit better potentially in the Big Ten. But it remains to be seen. It's all going to be seeing how these guys can do each and every given Saturday.
Absolutely.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And we want to hear what you think as well. We want to hear in the comments, how do you feel like the Nittany Lions are going to do this coming season? And if you're listening to our podcast, we'd love to hear from you as well. Please come over to our podcast where you can listen to literally over 900 episodes of our awesome coverage, which goes between these great team previews. We have game previews. We have interviews with legendary players, coaches, and other amazing sports broadcasters. We have listicles. We have history specials. And we just have a great team with Mr. Logan Landers, our founder, Vincent Turner, and 12-time NFL great Bobby Butler, who, and along with some other incredible guest hosts that have been coming on over the last few weeks. They're just awesome people. And we would love to continue telling you all about the amazing world of football. So go over to our podcast wherever you listen, whether it's on Spotify or Apple or Overcast, Amazon, Google, using your home device to say, hey, play 100 Yards of Football podcast. And guess what? That thing knows how to do it. It's got this really complicated thing called structured data behind it where it's we've helped figure it all out. So because of that, you can listen anywhere that you like, whether you're on your way to work in the morning, you're at your office, you're hanging out with your friends and family, you're on your way home, or you have a job where you stay in your car all day where you're delivering or doing amazing other services. Those are amazing jobs, and you're amazing folks, and we are so happy to be able to be with you every single week and follow along with your adventures. So let us know in the comments or in a review what you love about the show, what else you'd like to see from the show, and just tell us hi. So thank you, Mr. Logan Landers, for that preview of the Nittany Lions. This season's going to be very special, and we are going to be here with you throughout it. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we would love to see you on the next episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. So stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.